Well, well, well. Thought you could outsmart me, little human? What's wrong? Did you tire yourself out? You should have saved yourself the trouble and just lied down. I can't fault you for running, though. Plus, it was fun to chase you down. But I think that you'll find our game is over. And now, it's time for me to feast. Human? I thought you would still have a little fight in you. You're warm for a human. No, I don't think I can feast yet. You're a little bit overcooked. Covered in sweat, panting like a dog, heart beating like a thunder in a storm. If I feasted now, it wouldn't be good for you. You need to be cooled off a little. Let's get you some water. What am I doing? I'm making sure that you don't die of dehydration or heat stroke mid-mating session. Eat you? What? I thought humans liked wordplay. You know, I'm a big scary monster girl and I'm hungry for your meat. Seriously? Nothing? I know your monarchs and zealots kind of keep the whole monster thing under wraps because they would run out of men if they all decided that monster girls were better, but I thought the infamy of my kind was kind of an exception. I mean, the look in your eyes when I lifted the tree clearly suggested that you knew what you were looking at. Hellhound? The insatiable monster? Nymphomaniac? Pelvis pulverizer? You'll learn soon enough. The water here is safe. The farther you get from civilization, the more monster-controlled areas there are. This region is generally controlled by dryads and nymphs who rely on pure water. Here. Drink. Good boy. Don't drink too fast. I thought you were doing better than most people. Then again, most of my kind conclude their hunts far faster than a human can normally tire. I was just having fun chasing you. So, I let you go for as long as you did. Are you starting to feel better? Good. Just relax for a little. I'll wait for you to get some strength back. Well, I think I made my intentions perfectly clear. I caught you. You're mine now. Hey, don't be worried. I'll take good care of you. You're just a little human. You couldn't outrun or outmaneuver me. If anything, this is good for you. Now you have a big, scary hellhound to protect and care for you. In return, all I ask for is your love, affection, and children. Just relax, all right? Look at your shudder. You taste great. Good boy. Does my warm tongue feel nice against your skin? I hope you feel as good as you taste. You're all mine. First, I'm going to pin you down and lick you all over. Turn you into a squirming mess. Maybe I'll lose control of myself before that happens. Maybe I'll tear your clothes off and force you down. After all, I'm so much stronger than you. I'll hold you down with one hand and you'll look up at me with fear and arousal. And when I finally have you inside of me, I'll completely lose control. I'll milk so many loads out of you. By the end of it, you'll be a whimpering mess. And I'll hold you in my arms. I'll hold you tightly and never let you go. I'll love you forever. You're going to be my human. No one else can have you. No one else can touch you. And no one will ever dream of harming you. If anyone dares to harm you, then I'll kill them. I don't care who they are, what they can do, or what consequences their death will have. No one will ever hurt you and get away with it. That's what it means to be my mate. You are my mate for life. And I will do everything in my power to ensure that that is a long, long time. Do you understand me? Your body, your soul, your life are mine to protect. Your lips taste amazing. I can't take it anymore. The fire inside of me burns brighter than ever before. I have to have you. I have to. I love the way you look under me. So small. So adorable. I had a taste, but now it's time to dig in. You seem to enjoy that. Good boy. I have a whole meal here. But first, I think I'll have a little snack. Such a delicious cock you have. I just want to lick it all over. Stay still, no squirming. Does it feel warm? You're already starting to moan. Good. how my long tongue circles completely around it. I'll let him massage your balls while I'm at it. Get them to make a huge load for me. I can't wait to taste that. I want to see you shake and tense and let out all kinds of noises when you come. But enough talking. Let me show you what I can really do. What did you think of that? My cheeks concaving as I suck you with everything I have. Does it feel like I'm trying to suck the cum directly from your balls? That suction, does it scare you? Darling, I thought you would have guessed that I had other weapons beside my claws and fangs. Weapons meant to completely immobilize good boys like you. A weapon that sucks and sucks until you give me a big load. So big that you shoot until your entire body is shaking. And while you're defenseless and dazed from the unreal pleasure, I'll jump on you, not hesitating to take your entire length inside of me, my muscles contracting as I pound away at you, my hands on your wrist and my face mere inches away from yours. I can't wait to see the look on your face. By the time you realize what happened, you'll have released another load inside of me and I'll still be pounding away. So don't worry about coming too soon. One way or another, I'll get what I want. So, why don't we really get started? Now, it's time for the main course. Oh, look at you. So many emotions that you can't even comprehend them all. I love how you're looking up at me like cornered prey, but you also love it. I can see the adoration in your eyes. The way your gaze is fixated on mine is such a good boy for me. Does it feel good? How I slam down on you, my muscles squeezing all over your cock. Oh, it's so tight that I shouldn't be able to move this fast, but somehow I am. And this pleasure is so intense that the only thing you can do is try to squirm, but you can't, because I'm on top of you, making you take it, and all you can do is look up at me and do so. Oh, and there it is. Fear. An emotion you can't control, but it exists as a primal emotion in every living thing. And it only adds to the confusion, doesn't it? Oh, you like what I'm doing to you. But naturally, being in such a compromising position, pinned down by a being so much larger and stronger than you, you are being told to fight or run. But obviously none of those options are on the table. And I have the perfect grip to not hurt you, but also not to allow you to escape. The only way to fight would be to try to either out-fuck me or buck me off of you. And darling, search the remnants of your long fractured mind and think to yourself, do I really want to swim against the current? All things considered, I'm being gentle. Think of all the depraved things I can do with you, and I choose to simply take you like this. I don't know, dear. Am I inviting you to try? I'm gonna get what I want, no matter what you do here. Oh, fuck. Just know that no one has ever tamed a hellhound. And those that have tried, failed, and were in much better health than you are currently. I'm only being gentle because I don't want to overdo it. But if you think you can handle it... Oh, that's so adorable. You managed to move your wrist an inch off the ground before I put it back down. Oh, fuck. My turn. Come for me, human. You see, I have you completely under my control. And my muscles are making sure you don't go soft on me. But since you were such a cooperative boy, I'll tell you what. I'll take my hands off your wrists and let's see what you do. And now I've got you in an even more compromising position. I've got my hands at your legs, and you lined up at my entrance. It looks like your cock is mine in this position, doesn't it? Try not to go insane on me, darling. There we go. Right there. How do you like this? Your face is all red. Are you embarrassed? Does looking up at me from the ground make you realize just how much more powerful than you I actually am? Don't be embarrassed, darling. This is always going to be the outcome. You're my human. Oh, You have such a good cock, Prey. I knew you were a good catch the moment I picked up your scent. The scent of a lone, submissive boy who just didn't know it yet. None of the women where you were from or where you're going would ever be able to show that side of you. Well, you're welcome for that, darling. You're gonna make me come. Are you ready, human? Are you ready for my cunt to clamp down on you and force everything that you have into me? I'm gonna make you drown my womb in your cum. Come, come for me. Do it, human. That's it. Keep coming. It feels so warm. Yes, keep coming. Good boy. Good fucking boy. Good boy. You're such a good boy. You did great. Are you doing all right? You really came a lot. I did a number on you, but I've got you. You must be exhausted after all of that, huh? That's all right. I've got you in my arms, and my warm body will soothe you to sleep. I'll stroke your hair. Would you like that? I was so lucky to find someone like you. Every story I hear from my sisters and my mother always involves their human desperately fighting until they've exhausted themselves. But it wasn't like that with you. Sure, you ran, but that's to be expected. I practically had to get off of you in order to bait you into trying something. I'm not upset, it just feels strange. But at the same time, it isn't an unpleasant feeling. It kind of makes me feel good to know that there's a part of you that didn't want to fight back. Not to mention, you trusted me enough to drink water from my hand after I chased you. You might be a naturally submissive person, but could it possibly be that once you learned of my intentions, you were happy to have been caught by me? No, don't speak. You're exhausted. I think I understand you. Especially since you're so loose in my embrace. You trust me, don't you? I love you, human. I love you because you're my human. And I will love you forever. I'll march into the depths of hell for you. And by the gods, they know they can't stop me. They failed to tame us once when we were created. I doubt they'll succeed when one of us is pissed beyond belief. So I'll take good care of you. Now and forever. When you wake up, I'll take you to my home. It isn't much, but if I decide to stay there permanently, I'll fix it up. It's gonna take some work for when we have pups. If what my mom told me is at all correct, it's gonna take a lot of work to keep them out of trouble, but I think together we can handle it. Except, that's a discussion for another day. For now, you need to rest. Thank you for being my mate, human. And I know I just said that, but I love you. Sleep well, darling.